Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Dvorim Hanoyagim Besuda, Halacha Dalet, and we're in middle of paragraph Vav. We're up to the sub-paragraph, Ki Kemoi Shehaoretz Hi Tachlis Hagashmias. We're in middle of discussing the topic of Eretz Yisrael, how Eretz Yisrael represents the Malchus of Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the palace, Kaviyochel, Hashem's palace on earth. Is the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, on different levels. And we also were speaking about the concept of a name, a memorial, a memory, a zecher, and a shame. Rav Nosson Zal gives an incredible, clear, deep explanation regarding this topic. Ki kemoi sheha'oretz hi tachlis hagashmias shel kol ha'olamos, just as the earth, the planet earth, and the term Eretz, which also means the ground, represents the ultimate physicality of all the different worlds that Hashem created. It's the ultimate in physicalness, in Gashmias. Kemoi kein bechinas shmoyis barach. So too the name of Hashem, when we refer to the name or the names of Hashem, hu bechinas tachlis hagashmias, Neged Gedulas Roimamusa Yisborach. The name of Hashem is an example of where we're bringing Hashem, who is the most spiritual being in existence, we're bringing Hashem down into some kind of a physical form, something that we can connect to, the name Hashem's name or names. Kileis machshava tfisa beklal. Because again, the Zohar HaKadosh says that no human mind can comprehend Hashem in any way. We cannot fathom Hashem. So then, how do you relate to something that you can't fathom? V'hu yisporach lemala mikol hashemois. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Hashem is above all of his names. His names that, and all the descriptive terms used in the entire Torah and Tefillah do not describe Hashem at all whatsoever. They don't do justice to Hashem in any way whatsoever. Rak mitzad rachmanusoi lehetiv lenivrov. It's only because of Hashem's incredible kindness in wanting to be good to us, wanting to be nice to us, Tzimtzeim atzmoi bekama vekama tzimtzumim, kaviyochel Hashem has shrunk himself and constricted himself in many, many levels of constriction, kedei legalois elekusoi, in order to reveal himself, in order to give us something that we can see, something we can relate to. V'chol hatzimtzumim heim bechina shemois. And all of the constrictions of Hashem, all the different ways that Hashem constricts himself in order for us to be able to relate to him, those are referred to as the names of Hashem. Hashem's name Elohim, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the different names represent different tzimtzumim of Hashem, kaviyochel, giving us a way to relate to him. Shetzimtzim atzmoy kaviyochel, Kaviyochel Hashem has constricted himself and shrunk himself ad shenosan rishus likroisoi be'elu hashemois, to the point where Hashem has given us permission to refer to him and to call out to him using these names, shehem achduso yisborach. These names of Hashem, which are actually one with Hashem. It's not that there's Hashem and he has a name also. Kaviyochel, these names of Hashem have been created by Hashem in a way that they are one with Hashem. Ki Hashem Echod u'Shemo Echod. As it says in the Torah, Hashem and his name are one. Avol einon u'yoide mimenu klal, Kiim al yidei shemoi. However, we have no way to relate to Hashem, to have any understanding or recognition of Hashem, other than through these names, through the name of Hashem. Nimtza. So therefore, we conclude based on what we just explained, shehashem hu bechinas madrega achroina. That the name of Hashem is the lowest, lowest level. That's the furthest down that Hashem is willing to go, Hashem is able to go, to give us a connection, to give us something, some way of connecting to Hashem. Bechinas Malchus. Just like the sphere of Malchus is the lowest, lowest level on the ladder of a description of the Midos of Hashem. Bechinas Eretz. And like the earth, the term Eretz, which means earth or ground. Hainu Bechinas Eretz Yisroel. And also when we speak about Eretz Yisroel, as we said, Eretz Yisroel represents the Malchus, the earth, the land. The Alkain, and that's why the Gemara says at the end of Ksupas, Hador be'eretz Yisrael, doime kemoi sheyesh lo yeleka. That a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has Hashem. Meaning, he's making a connection to Hashem from the lowest one of the worlds, this world, which is called the Olam Ha'asiya, the lowest of all the worlds that Hashem has created. And in this world, the lowest level, in a sense, spiritually, is Eretz, the earth, the ground. Aval hador b'chutz loretz, whereas a person who's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, chas v'shom, doesn't have that connection, that high-level connection to the Malchus of Hashem. Ki ikar hizgalos elokusoi hualidei shmo yisborach. Because one of the main revelations of Hashem is through His names, through the names of Hashem. Shehi Bechinas Eretz Yisroel. And we just showed in this paragraph that Eretz Yisroel is Malchus. Eretz Yisroel is the lowest level. The Eretz is the lowest level that spirituality can reach down. And so too the Malchus is the lowest level of the character traits of Hashem, the lowest level on the ladder. And we mentioned earlier that, again, one of the goals of a Jew in this world is to achieve Eretz Yisrael, which means to achieve a revelation and elevation of the Malchus of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues to explain, V'ikr hadin v'hamishpot shedonin esodom b'rosh Hashanah b'yom hadin ha'godol ho'ikr hu shemistaklin b'shmoi. When we speak about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as being judgment days, a major way of defining this heavenly judgment is that they look at the person's name. Sheshom chakukim v'nechtovim kol ma'aseh odom. In the person's name is engraved and inscribed everything about the person. Now here again, 100 years ago, you tell this to somebody and it was hard to understand. But today we know that you can have a chip that could be this big, and this chip holds on it not just all the information about one person, it could have all the information about an entire country, 300 million people, the whole United States. This little chip can have on it trillions of pieces of information that will give you every piece of information available on all of these people. So, kaviyochel, beruchnius, on a spiritual level, Rav Nosson Zal is revealing and explaining to us that the name of a person contains in it everything about that person. And when in the heavenly judgment on Rosh Hashanah, when they judge a person, they judge him by looking at his name. Lahavdil, and here we know, today you Google someone's name and you get a 3,000-page report, everything that exists about that person. In Shemaim, they don't need Google. Google gets its information from there, from Hashem Kaviyochel. So Hashem has all the information that Google doesn't have. All the information about the person, about all of their thoughts and words and actions, everything. V'alkein, and this will also explain something that's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when a person passes away, when a person leaves this world and they come to the heavenly court to be judged, one of the first steps there is Shoyalin Esa'odom Achar Misosoi Im Zoicher Es Shmoi. A person is asked, do you remember your name? What do you mean, do I remember my name? Who doesn't remember their name? The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that when a person stands before the heavenly court, the person is terrified. There's no greater fear than that. And we know that when a person is terrified, they can forget, they forget anything. You ask a person who's terrified, what's your address? Suddenly the mind goes blank. So a person needs a special zchus to be able to remember their name when they come before the heavenly court. And the Shiloh HaKodesh, I believe, is the one who brings a revelation that one of the ways to ensure that when a person is asked his name, when he stands before the heavenly court, he will remember it, is at the end of Shmon Esrei, when we're about to finish Shmon Esrei, in the paragraph Elokein Etzoyer, right after we say the words Yihyu Lerotzoin Imreifi Vehegyon Libi Lefanech Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali, it's advisable for a person to recite a pasuk that begins and ends with the same letters of the person's name, that begins with the first letters of a person's name. I know, for example, my name Nassen, there's a pasuk Ner Elokim Nishma Sodom Choyfeis Kol Chadrei Boten. My second name, Yaakov, Yancho Hashem Biyoim Tzoro Yisagev Choshem Elokei Yaakov. There it begins and ends with the first letter and last letter of the name. Ki b'hashem shel kol ha'odom nechkak v'nichtav kol ma'asov. Because in the name of a person is inscribed and written all the actions, all the deeds of a person. Ki hashem hu hanefesh. Because the name is the soul of the person, the spiritual life force of the person. Vishom, as the pasuk says, Kamosha Kosov, Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemoi. The soul, the spiritual life of a living being is its name. Vishom Baha Nefesh Shehu Shemoi, Shom Magia Kol Pegam, Oy Hatikun, Shel Kol Ma Sehodon, Letoiv O Lehefechashom. And there, in the soul of the person, which is the name of the person, there we will see the effects of all the sins and all the mitzvahs. All the good deeds and bad deeds are inscribed in the soul of the person and in the name of the person. Ki b'hashem shel kol odom nigbal kol chiyusoi v'chol inyonoi u'mahusoi. Because in the name of every person is included the entire life of the person and everything related to that person and everything about that person. Ukefi masov, and it's based on the deeds of the person, kein meir shmoi lamala. In that manner, that person's name shines up in heaven. If the person did good deeds, mitzvos meisim tovim, cause that person's name to shine brightly. There's a beautiful light that emanates from that person's name. And if chas v'shom the person committed sins, then there's an absence of light, or chas v'shom there's a darkness. V'chein nizkor lamalo l'toivo. And so too, again, based on the person's good deeds, the person is remembered up in heaven favorably. The person is thought of in a favorable way. V'chein lehepa chas v'shom. And so too, chas v'shom, based on a person's sins or misdeeds, the person is remembered in a negative light. And now this is a very beautiful, deep concept for us to understand the significance of a Jewish name, how every letter in the Hebrew alphabet is something spiritual, it's ruchani, and therefore it's infinite. Just like Hashem is infinite, the Torah is infinite. And when we say the Torah is infinite, it means every letter of the Torah is infinite. How is that possible? The answer is, with Hashem, it's possible. With Hashem, we know the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkunei Zohar shows us how in the first word in the Torah, the word Bereishis contains in it the entire Torah, all 613 mitzvahs and all of their parts, plus, plus, plus. So we know that it is possible, in Ruchnius it is possible, for something seemingly small, seemingly limited, to be infinite, to contain infinity. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Veze bechinas mailas zichroin shemoi satzadikim. Based on this, we'll understand something that Rabbeinu Zal introduced, the incredible value of mentioning the names of tzadikim, reciting the names of tzadikim. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this to his students, and Rav Nosson Zal, who took every word that Rabbeinu Zal said seriously, Rav Nosson Zal, without the use of computers, 200 years ago, Rav Nosson Zal compiled a sefer called Shemoi Satzadikim, where he goes through the entire Tanakh, the entire Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, all the Sifrei Zohar HaKadosh, all the Midrashim, the Rishonim and Achronim. He tried to compile as thorough a list as he could of all the names of Tzadikim, starting from Adam or Rishon through his time. Rav Nosson Zal compiled that list and put it into a small pamphlet, a sefer, Shemos HaTzadikim. And Rav Nosson Zal also compiled a beautiful tefillah to be said after a person recites Shemos HaTzadikim, a beautiful tefillah pleading with Hashem that in the merit of mentioning the names of these tzadikim, I should be zeicha to get all the fabulous benefits that come from mentioning the names of tzadikim. And right now, this is one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal goes into explaining the value of mentioning the names of tzadikim. Ki b'hashem ha-kodosh shel kol tzadik v'tzadik, because in the holy name of each and every tzadik, boy nichlal kol mahus ha-tzadik. In his name is included all of the qualities and attributes of that tzadik. Kol tzidkosoi, all of his righteousness, all of his goodness, v'toirosoi, u'maisim ha-toivim, all of his Torah, all the sforim he wrote, all the Torah that he studied, all of his good deeds, v'chol ma'aloisov u'madregoisov, and all of his achievements in this world, all of that is included in his name. Ki Hashem hu nafshoi v'nishmosoi, because the name is the soul, the nefesh and neshama. As we quoted the pasuk, nefesh chaya hu shemoi. V'alkein, and therefore, alidei shemazkirin shem hatzadik, just by mentioning the name of a tzadik, onu mamshichin oleinu kidushosoi uzchusoi, we draw upon ourselves his holiness and all of his merit, all of his good deeds. V'alidei ze nizke gam anachnu likdusha v'tara. And just by doing that alone, this enables us to be able to draw upon ourselves holiness and purity, veloshuv elav yisborach, and to return to Hashem. Person would say, again, people who don't believe in tzaddikim, there's a pasuk, veloy am ha'oretz chosid, that a person who's am ha'oretz, a person who doesn't study enough Torah, or doesn't study it properly, such a person could say, this isn't true. But a person who studies Torah properly and studies enough Torah like Rav Nosson Zal did or like Rabbeinu Zal did, that person knows that every statement that's made here is perfectly grounded. Every word Rav Nosson Zal says is based on Gemara, Halacha, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Nosson Zal says, now, Lamoshel, for example, Kishonu maskirin shem hatano Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. When we mention the name of the great Tana, the rabbi of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, bozeh Hashem kolul kol maisei zeh hatana. Included in that name is everything about all the actions from when he was born till he left the world. Everything is included. Shohayah shloshesrei shona bamora, the fact that he was in a cave for 13 years. He lived on carob and water, and he spent 24/7 in Dveikus Hashem. The Chiber Sefer HaZoyar, and he's the one who authored the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkuni Zohar. V'chol HaMaisias HaNiskorim Imenu, and all the stories that are written in the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Gemara and the Midrashim about him. Kulam Klulim Bozeh Hashem HaKadosh Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. All of that is included in the holy name Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. And again, we see this in real life. If I'm speaking now and I say Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, anyone who's listening, who studied Gemara, who studied Zohar HaKadosh, suddenly mentioning his name reminds us, it awakens in us everything about this tzaddik. The miraculous story of how he was born, how his parents didn't have children for 10 years, they were about to get divorced, and it was his mother's prayers, rivers of tears, that resulted in the birth of this awesome tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and everything he went through in his youth, and then when he became the Tana, and that he was a student of Rabbi Akiva, all the thousands of pages that are written about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when we mention his name, and suddenly everything about this Tana comes up. All of his merit is reflected. We know, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem, who do we have greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Medrash says that his prayer was not answered until he said the magic words, Zechor LaAvraham LaYitzchak ULiYaakov. Hashem, please remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The pasuk right after that says, Vayinochem Hashem al kol haro asher dibur le'amoy. That mentioning the names of these holy tzaddikim, that was the finishing touch. That was the makkah. That's what clinched it. That's what got Hashem to say, I forgive. I forgive the Jews for the Egel Azov. Eliyahu Hanavi, when he had the showdown with the Nevi Abal, 400 prophets of Avodah Zarah, and Eliyahu Hanavi had a showdown to make Kiddush Hashem, to show the whole Klal Yisrael that all of those idols are baloney, it's nonsense, it's shtuyot. And Eliyahu Hanavi prayed, he said, Aneini Hashem, Aneini, and he prayed and prayed. It didn't happen until he said, Zechor LaAvraham LaYitzchak ULiYaakov. And in our Shmon Esrei, three times a day, we start the Shmon Esrei by mentioning Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, mentioning the names of these holy tzaddikim. Question.
Yes, Rav, how does this relate to someone who grew up secular, maybe with no Jewish name?
I would say the answer is because of the fact that a name is so important and so significant, it would be advisable for the person to consult with a Talmud Chacham, with somebody, to help them choose a name, if possible. Very often the name will be similar, somehow related to their secular name, and could be not. But again, it's extremely, extremely important for a person to have a Jewish name, a name that comes from the Torah, which means it's a connection to Hashem, a direct connection to Hashem.
Ramana, maybe you can help me understand. When you get up to Shemayim and they ask you your name, it seems pretty clear that they know exactly what your deeds are and what your life was about. And are you on defense? And one of the defense moves is to be able to say your name. By saying your name, does that mean that, oh, now I realize all the things that I'm about? Maybe you can help me understand. I think I'm a missing piece.
It's a good question. The Gemara makes a statement, Malchusa da'ara ke'en malchusa da'rekia, that the kingdom on earth reflects and resembles the kingdom in heaven. And in the Torah, we find many examples that are shown that just like you see things operate down here, it operates like that in heaven also. So this concept on earth, when a person stands in front of a judge or in the army and they say name and rank, and you have to say your name, and if you don't know your name, it's a problem. Lahavdil, so too in the Olam Ha'emes, in the world of truth, in heaven, a person, when he comes before the heavenly court, he's asked his name. And according to how a person lived on earth, that will define the person's ability to remember their name and to recite their name properly, and that their name will have the effect, mentioning their name will open the doors that it's supposed to open. We know there's something called voice recognition today, right? Or there's an identity card. You want to get into certain places, you got to have a card that has your details on it. And if somebody else tries to get, they won't get in. Lahavdil, in heaven, up in heaven, again, on a spiritual level, there is this concept also. And even though they know, just like in the case of Vidui Dvorim, a person has to confess their sins verbally. Why? Hashem knows. And again, Rabbeinu Zal asks the question about prayer in general. Why do I have to ask Hashem, why do I have to verbalize my requests to Hashem if Hashem is Yoideya Machshavos? The answer is, it's not because Hashem doesn't know, it's for our benefit. It's to our benefit. By us verbalizing certain things, that creates the vessel into which to receive the flow of Shefa from Hashem. There was an incident where a person came before the Baal Shem Tov, one of the Baal Shem Tov students, Rabbeinu Zal, before he revealed chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the concept of confession in the presence of a tzaddik. He told his students a story about the Baal Shem Tov, that during the Baal Shem Tov's time, there was a person, a student of the Baal Shem Tov, who suddenly became very, very sick with a severe type of illness, and a friend of his ran to the Baal Shem Tov to ask the Baal Shem Tov to pray for him. And when this person came to the Baal Shem Tov, he said to the Baal Shem Tov, this person is really a righteous person, a good person, and yet he's suffering this tremendous pain. And can you help him? And the Baal Shem Tov said, you should know that he is a tzaddik, he is a good person, a very righteous person now. However, there's something missing that he has to complete. If he completes it, if he does it properly, he'll be cured, he'll be healed, and he can live on. If not, and what is it? He has to do a vidui dvarim, he has to recite a confession. And the Baal Shem Tov traveled to the person, he went to see this person who was very sick at the time, and when he came to the person, the Baal Shem Tov secluded himself with this person, and he said to the person, tell me now what you know, what Hashem knows, and what I know. These were the words of the Baal Shem Tov. Meaning the Baal Shem Tov was making it perfectly clear to him, you are not going to be revealing to me anything I don't know. I know everything you've done in your life, the good things and the bad things, but you have to say it now. And the person didn't want to, and tried to circumvent, try to get around it, and I believe the Baal Shem Tov said it to him one more time, and the Baal Shem Tov left. And after that, the person's bones, he started having tremendous pain in his bones and ended up dying. And Rabbeinu Zalt said a whole Torah in the Kutumran about this, explaining how when a person commits sins, the sins are inscribed, engraved on the bones of the person. There's a pasuk, Vatehi avoinoisam chakuko avatzmoisam. Their sins were engraved on their bones. A breaking of the bones, a brittling of the bones, is caused by this. And here the Baal Shem Tov gave this person an opportunity to correct this. And he didn't take the opportunity, and he ended up passing away. But the point that I wanted to make is that even tzaddikim, it's brought that the Arizal, when a person would come to the Arizal, he would look at the person's forehead. And from looking at his forehead and seeing the letters that appeared on the person's forehead, the Arizal was able to know everything about the person. He was able to tell the person if the person was sincere and looking for a tikkun. The Arizal was able to tell the person what they did wrong, what they need to correct, and how, etc. Obviously, we're talking about tzaddikim of that caliber. But again, the Torah teaches us that this is one of the important steps when a person comes before the heavenly court, that I am required to state my name. And if I can't do it, or I can't do it properly, it implies that I'm coming there with a lack of shleimus, chas v'shalom. This topic of a name is discussed in several places in Likutei Moran. There are several significant chapters in Likutei Moran. Because if you look throughout the Torah and throughout our prayers, we mention this term shame, shame Hashem, hundreds of times. So it's something very serious in Yiddishkeit. This is a very serious aspect of Yiddishkeit. One of the ways that the Torah is defined, the Torah is called Kuloi Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is a book of all the names of Hashem. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show us how words, certain, how names of tzaddikim, Rava, the rabbi, the Amora Rava, the Arizal shows how Rava is the union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Elohim and Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, I believe, different, showing us how the names of tzaddikim, every one of their names is different combinations of names of Hashem, which reflect how that soul is connected to Hashem, and again, can be a screen on which Hashem, or the great, great tzaddikim, can see everything about the person in their name.
So I guess when we say it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, that's kind of a reinforcement for us that says, oh yeah, this is who I am.
That also, for sure. But again, on a spiritual level, the tzaddik, the Shiloh HaKodesh, or the tzaddikim who revealed this, are telling us, this is what you need to do, so that when that time comes, as frightened as you'll be, as scared as you'll be, you'll still be able to mention your name in a proper way, in a way that'll be a benefit to you.
Thank you. I went to someone once and he looked at my palm and he right away, first time he ever met me, gave me a very deep analysis of my character and things that I needed to work on.
Regarding the statement about reading palms, I did hear from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron of Rocha, that the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vitalzal, this is in the 1500s we're talking about, that this knowledge is not available anymore. The ability to read palms and to be able to know from the palm of a person. And I know that Rav Rosenfeld was concerned. He passed away 42 years ago. He was concerned during his time about people going to others who read palms. He questioned it based on this item that's written in the Kisvei Arizal. Could be there are exceptions to the rule, I don't know. But I definitely want to mention this, that the Arizal did make such a statement, and therefore a person would want to be careful about such an item.
Another question I wanted to ask, I know in the Sefer, is a Sefer from Rabbi Zelig Margolius, where he brings all of the Maimonim from Rabbi Shimon throughout Shas and throughout the Zohar, brings them all together in one Sefer. And he says, if I remember in the Hakdamah of that Sefer, he says that one should make a point of learning some Maimer from Rabbi Shimon every day. So the question is, which is better, which has more power, mentioning his name or learning one of his Maimorim?
Learning a Maimer of his is obviously something very, very special, but I would certainly suggest if we're learning a statement of his, we would quote him. The Gemara says that by quoting the name, the author of a statement, that brings a geula to the world. So any time that we're quoting a statement from a rabbi, it's very, very good to mention the name, the author of the statement, for sure. The question was raised, what about a woman mentioning Shemos HaTzadikim or mentioning the names of Tzidkonios? The answer is, it certainly is a good thing to mention the names of Tzidkonios also, Sora Imenu, Rochel Imenu, Esther Amalka, definitely. I believe that one of the reasons possibly why Rav Nosson Zal did not include that, there's a famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ba'asar de'is dechar nukvo lo yidkar tamon. Where there is male and female, we don't have to mention the female, she's automatically included in the male. So when we mention Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or Avraham Avinu, could be that automatically includes Sarah Imenu. Because we know that when a woman gets married, she gives up her family name, she's included in the name of her husband, she takes on the name of her husband. So it's very possible that by mentioning the names of Tzadikim, that automatically includes the names of the Tzidkonios. I'm sure, though, it wouldn't hurt if a person wants to mention. And in terms of women mentioning the names of Tzadikim, there's certainly nothing chasham, nothing wrong with that. It's only a benefit. Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Mentioning a Tzadik, that itself brings bracha.
He spoke about the Baal Shem Tov. But we don't usually say Yisrael ben Eliezer to say his real name. Would there be a mila to actually saying his name, just calling him by his title?
I would say by seeing what my rabbis did, they weren't makbid to say his name. In other words, by saying the Baal Shem Tov, people know who we're speaking about. Now here there's a very important point. A sefer authored by a person, Rabbein Azal mentions this in Likut Imran. The word sefer, which means book, is bigematria shem, the name. So that a sefer of a tzaddik is the name of a tzaddik. When we say Noyam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Milizhensk, by saying Noyam Elimelech, that's his name, that's his malchus, that's his revelation of Hashem in the world, is his sefer. That's the name of the tzaddik also. So again, the Baal Shem Tov, as he was known, there's the sefer Baal Shem Tov al HaTorah, or we mentioned the sefer of a tzaddik, that's also another way of mentioning his name. I remember hearing a story, just a short story, the Breslov gathering in Poland before World War II, when they were not able to get to Uman. The Breslov is in Poland, and there was a large group of Hasidei Breslov in Poland at the time, possibly a few thousand people that were makruv to Breslov. So there was a major gathering in Lublin, in the city of Lublin. The Rosh Yeshiva, the great Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, Reb Meir Shapiro, was the one who gave his shul, made his shul available to Hasidei Breslov for Rosh Hashanah, his yeshiva and shul, which was one of the largest structures in Poland at the time, of a yeshiva. And on the night of Rosh Hashanah, the chazan who davened was a spectacular chazan, and the whole shul was roaring, the tefillah was awesome. And it's written that Reb Meir Shapiro turned around and he yelled, "The Likutei Maran himself is davening." He didn't say, he said, "The Likutei Maran himself is davening here," screaming that he felt the presence and he felt that this gathering was such a holy gathering that all the people uniting under the name of Rabbi Nachman, that he said, "The Likutei Maran himself is davening." And again, he meant the author of the Likutei Maran.
One other point. You mentioned Reb Meir Shapiro. Is there any mila to saying his full name, Yehuda Meir Shapiro?
Possibly. Again, I saw from my rabbis that there were times that they mentioned a tzaddik the way he was known. Even if he had two names, sometimes a tzaddik is known by one name. When we're saying Shemos HaTzaddikim, let's say, when we're saying it for that purpose, it's a benefit. When we make a Mishaberach at the Sefer Torah for a person, there is then, or we call up a person to the Sefer Torah, then we're makbid to say the full name, ben the father, ben the mother. But in ordinary conversation, I believe it still is acceptable, you know, if we even if we don't say the full name.
And when we say the Pesukim at the end of Shmona Esrei, then we say Pesukim for the full all the names, right?
Correct.
So there is seemingly a mile of that.
For sure. The question was raised, if the essence of a person is in their name, how could people who have the same name be all different people? The answer is, that's the infiniteness of Hashem and the infiniteness of the Torah, that the same name can have 1,000 different configurations. The name Shimon, for example, Rabbeinu Zal said about his student, Reb Shimon Zal, that his name Shimon forms the letters Mosh Avon, removed from sin. And Rabbeinu Zal commented that doesn't mean every person that has that name, that's the configuration. For each person, there's a configuration that's suited, that's customized to that person. And again, the Torah is infinite. The letters of the Torah are infinite. Hashem and the greatest of tzaddikim can see this in the names of in the name of a person. The question was, is there a reason why we give the name at a bris? We mentioned this in the previous year. We spoke about this when we spoke about Avram Avinu being Zoycha Teretz Yisrael, the Choroi Simoi HaBris, that a bris mila is also referred to as carving out, inscribing the name of Hashem on the person. The function of bris mila, the cutting away, the removal of the orla, and the priya, is referred to on a spiritual level as inscribing the name of Hashem Kaviyachal on that child. And that's why the name is given at the Bris Milah. Or for a girl, the name is given by the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. The Sefer Torah is the name of Hashem. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. All connecting to that.
I remember hearing from Rabbi Rosenfeld in one of the shiurim, he explained why we generally say Rabbeinu Zal and not Nachman.
Sure. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, when he introduces the shiurim that he gave on Sichoi Saran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, he mentions up front that we're going to be speaking now, we're going to be quoting Rabbi Nachman in all the shiurim now for the next 57 shiurim that he gave at the time on the topic, I believe, or more, that we have Baruch Hashem on our website, the Sichoi Saran, recorded shiurim of Rav Rosenfeld. So he introduces it by saying, we're going to refer to Rabbi Nachman by the words Rabbeinu Zal, our Rebbe of blessed memory, Zichroni Levracha. And he said that by saying, you know, but we don't want to say the name, there's a certain significance in not mentioning your Rebbe, not calling your Rebbe by his name. There's a halacha that if a person calls his Rebbe by his name, he's chayev misa chas v'shalom. That's one aspect of it. Although again, after a person passes away, it's not the same thing. But still, he said that this is the respectful way of referring to our Rebbe by this title, Rabbeinu Zal, Rab Nosson Zal, in his Sforim. Also, that's how he refers to the Rebbe as Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha.
So you don't have that benefit that we were discussing here?
Do we still have the benefit as if we mentioned his name? I believe yes. Because again, it's clear. Just like when a person signs a legal document on earth, we know that you have to, in some place, sometimes you have to sign your name at the end of the document. But every page, you have to initial, put your initials on every page. Putting those initials is a form of a signature. When we say, again, Rav Rosenfeld, by making that statement up front, he made it perfectly clear that when we say Rabbeinu Zal, it's clear to everyone that we are referring to Rebbe Nachman ben Feiga, Rebbe Nachman ben Simcha of Breslov, you know, with all the additives. Okay, let's continue now. Uberoish Hashono Nichtav Sefer HaZichroinois. We know that we say in our prayer on Rosh Hashanah, and I believe this is mentioned in the Gemara also, that the word that's used is that in Shamayim they open up the book of memories, Zichroinois. Again, Zichorin means memory, and Zichorin means mention, where in those books is remembered and mentioned all of the activities of the person, all their good deeds and all bad deeds. But note, it's called Sefer HaZichroinois. In the awesome prayer Unesane Toikef, which we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there it says that they open up Sefer HaZichroinois. V'zecher kol ha'maisim oyla lefonov. And the remembrance and the mention of all of our activities is presented before Hashem. Oz, at that time, k'moshem ispalalim, as we say in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, ki zecher kol ha'maisim lefonecha bo. V'ikr zecher kol ha'maisim hu Hashem shel kol echod v'echod. And the main remembrance and mention of all of our actions is the name of every individual person, sheboi nechkak kol ma'asov, in which is inscribed and included all the actions of the person. Ukefi hamaisim shkel kol echod, and based on the actions of every single person, shekamoy kein yesh lo shem, where based on that, that's how he has his name, that's what his name is a reflection of, kemoy kein nizgadel v'nizgadesh shmoy v'zichro yisborach. That will elevate and heighten and sanctify the name of Hashem and the memory of Hashem. Kishmoy Meshutov Bishmenu, because the Gemara says Hashem's name is one with our names. Hashem's name is attached to and partnered in our names. V'alkein Nikra Rosh Hashanah Yoim Hazikoroin. Now we can understand why Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Hazikoroin Shehu Bechinas Shem, referring to this issue of the name, that all of us are being judged. We're being judged for all of our actions, and all of our actions are included in the name. It's amazing, as we're learning now, the Gemara says that one of the rabbis once said, I learned a lot from my rebbes, and more from my colleagues, and still more from my students. As we're saying this now, it suddenly becomes clear to me something that I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, which until today I didn't really understand it like I understand it now. He mentioned, we know that recently, last year, a year ago, a year and several months ago, there were about 50 or 60,000 people that came to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And we know that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, one of the important things that a Breslov Chassid wants to do is to appear at the kever of Rabbi Nachman and to have and one of the things we want to do there is a vidui dvarim, to be able to mention in the presence of Rabbi Nachman, to mention to Hashem all the mistakes that I remember I made that year, all the averos and the sins. Now the question is, 50, 60,000 people, how in the world are you supposed... So somebody mentioned we'll have a conveyor belt and each person will get 3 seconds, 4 seconds to... What is that going to do? I remember my Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, said that all a person has to do is say his name, mention his name. The more detail, the detail, you don't have to be standing at the kever itself. The detail, you could be standing 5 feet away or 50 feet away or 500 feet away. Doesn't matter. Just mentioning your name. And again, the thought came to me, what does that do? Rav Nosson Zal here explained perfectly that saying your name is a way of Googling yourself, where you've put a few thousand pages of information. Everything you did and didn't do that year is all included in your name. That's enough for a person, if you want to leave time for somebody else. If we want to give every single person opportunity, don't have to say anything more than your name. And then the detail, of course, is important, that you don't have to be standing right at the kever to say that. I know that every word that came out of Reb Michel Zal's mouth and Rav Rosenzal's mouth, these people, every word came from the Likutei Moran and the Likutei Halachos and the Holy Sfarim. And if you don't know where, learn more and you'll see that it's all in there. These people never said anything on their own. They never said anything. Everything was always, again, grounded, based on the Holy Sfarim. V'alkei nikra Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron, and it's for this reason that Rosh Hashanah is called the Day of Remembering. Shehu b'chinas shem kanal. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael kanal. And all of this is connected to Eretz Yisrael, as we saw when Rav Nosson Zal introduced this topic, when he quoted that pasuk that Hashem said, V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Eskor, v'ho'oretz Eskor. And I will remember the land. So Eretz Yisrael is this zikoroin of Kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'oid l'loikai milen be'inyan Hashem. I still have more to say with Hashem's help regarding this topic of a name, Shehu Iker Hachibur Vahakesher Bein Elyonim Letachtonim. This is one of the most significant and important connections and bridges between the lower worlds and the upper world, between physical and spiritual. Validei Hashem Iker Hamshochas Hachius Mechai Hachayim L'chol Hanevroim Sheboilam. And it's through the name. The name is like a pipe by which Hashem sends spiritual life. Hashem, who is called the Chai HaChayim, the ultimate source of life, Hashem sends life down to all of the creations in the world. V'zeh nefesh chayo hu shemoi. And that's why the pasuk says, the nefesh of a living thing, the spiritual life of everything living thing in this world, is its name. Ki Hashem hu hachius v'hanefesh shel kol dover. Because the name is the life and the soul of everything. V'chol ha'olamos nivru b'shvil ha'odom. And we know that the Torah tells us that all of the worlds, not just this world that we live in, but the world of the angels, the world of the throne of Hashem, the world of Atzilus, all the different worlds were created for the sake of man. Kedei shehu yekasher oisam l'Hashem Yisborach. So that we, our mission is, through our actions, we can connect all of the different worlds to Hashem. Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein, now we'll understand an incredible thing that appears in the beginning of the Torah. V'alkein, tekef kishenivra Adam, as soon as Adam Arishain was created, on that first day, on that Friday, hevi Hashem Yisborach lefonav kol hanivroim, Hashem brought all the animals, all the birds, all of creation before Adam Arishain, likroi lohem shemois. For Adam HaRishon to give a name to every single thing in creation. You are an oif, you are an Aryeh, you are a dog. Each thing, Adam HaRishon was the one who named everything in creation. Kimavoyer Shem BaMikra, as it says clearly in the Pasuk over there in Bereshis. Vayove El HaAdam, Hashem brought everything before Adam HaRishon. V'chol asher yikra loy ha'odam hu shemoi. And whatever name Adam HaRishon gave to all of these things, that's its name. Kal yedei sheyoda likroi lahem shemois, because through the knowledge that Adam HaRishon had, that was given to him by Hashem, that Adam HaRishon knew what name to give to each one of these beings, al yedei zeh hoyamekasher kol hadvorim, by naming all of these things, Adam HaRishon was making the connection, connecting them up to their source, Shehu Shmo Yisborach, which is the name of Hashem. Shemishom Nimshach Achius L'chol Advorim Sheboilam. And that's where life emanates to all living beings in this world, al yedei Hashem shel sheshlem, through their name. And we know Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, and what's my name? And Adam HaRishon said, your name is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because you are the ruler. And Hashem said to Adam, and what's your name? And he said, my name is Adam, because I come from Adama. Each thing, those are tiny revelations that we have. Uboi bayoim pogam Adam HaRishon b'achilas hatzadas toivara. And it's on that same day that Adam HaRishon fell. And he caused damage. He damaged the whole creation by eating from the Eitz Hadas. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, what day was that? That Friday was Rosh Hashanah. The world was first created on Chof Hei Elul, the 25th of Elul. Friday was Rosh Hashanah. The Iker HaPegam Hoya Bebechinas Hashem. And the damage, the main damage caused by eating from the Eitz Hadas, the damage was in the name. Kishom kol hapegomim, because it's in the name that's reflected all the different types of damage, chas v'shalom. K'moy shanu oimrim, as we say in our prayer, usamale kol hashemois shepogamti b'shimcho agodol. We ask Hashem to forgive us for all of our sins, and Hashem should fill in and correct all the damage that I've caused to your holy name. V'alkein b'Rosh Hashanah, and this is why on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, she'oz anu tzrichin l'saken chet Adam Rishon, that's one of the most important times where we're involved in correcting the sin of Adam Rishon, Shechoto Oz, who sinned on Rosh Hashanah, alkein ho'iker hu l'saken ulamalois hapigomim shepogam b'shem. Therefore, what we're really trying to fix and correct is all the damage and harm and destruction that we cause to the name. The name being, again, our name, the name of Hashem, and the names of everything in creation. Shehu Bechinas Zikoron Kanal. And as we showed earlier, the name is the way that we mention, the way that we remember something by its name. V'alkein Nikra Rosh Hashanah Yoim HaZikoron. And this is the reason now we understand why, out of all the different names to give to this unbelievable holiday, it could have been called Yom HaMishpat, it could, a billion different names. Rav Nosson Zal showed us an incredible explanation as to why this name is so special and so significant, the title Yom HaZikaron for the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Any questions, please, before we close?
Rav Nosson, clarifying two things, please. The story regarding Rav Michal Zal. We know that the Hashpah of the Tzaddik is spread out throughout the whole world. If we can't get to Uman, or we can't get, but we want to do Vidur Lifnei Tzaddik, what's plan B?
Good question. Plan B is if a person believes, in the words of the Zohar Kodesh, that the neshama of a tzaddik, especially after he passes away, is nispashet in the entire world, then when a person is having their own hispoidus, wherever it is, in their room, walking in the forest, in a mountain, a person can say, Hashem, that please, let me be zoche that the words that I'm speaking to you, it should be considered as if I'm saying it also in the presence of the neshama of my Rebbe, of the tzaddik. In fact, in the tefillah, which Rav Nosson Zal wrote on that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Dalet in Likutei Moran, where it speaks about Vidui Dvarim, it's a fabulous tefillah. And there in the paragraph that Rav Nosson Zal speaks specifically about Vidui Dvarim, he says, nowadays we don't know who is the greatest tzaddik, and if we do know, we can't necessarily do this to have Vidui Dvarim in front of him. So therefore, please, Hashem, let me be zeicher that the vidui dvorim that I will say to you now, it should be considered exactly as if I said it in the presence of the tzaddik. So a person can definitely say that.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Also, today there's a lot of nicknames going around. Kids have nicknames. I heard it once said that at least once a day, or some people, or Shabbos, or whatever, just say their full name. Has Rav Nosson come across this in any...
I know that that's a nice thing, but again, to know that even those people who don't, who can't, I remember my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, who lived in America, and who was Makariv people in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And many of his students came from homes where they didn't usually use the Hebrew names. And Rav Rosenfeld did refer to them even by their secular names, by their English names. Bobby, Stan, this kind of thing. These were students that were very close to him, very choshuv. There are some Talmidei Chachamim who will not do that. They won't recite a secular name. They'll only call the person by his actual Hebrew name. It sounds like a nice thing, but again, it seems that even mentioning the secular name, if it's mentioned with proper respect, and it's definitely not an Isur or an Avera, and I'm sure if it was something critical, I'm sure my Rebbe would have done it. So where it's possible and where it's normal and natural, I would think it's preferred to use the Hebrew name. And where not, it's not, you know, certainly not an Isur or something wrong, Chas v'Shalom.
There's a famous story about Rav Shmuelka of Nicholsburg, who said on the day that he was Iftar that he had netzoses from Shmuel Hanavi. And one of the things that stopped him from achieving many more of the madregas of Shmuel Hanavi was that people called him Shmuelka rather than Shmuel.
Could be there is an inyan to it, but again, we need to know what's good, what's forbidden. We need to have a full picture, I believe.
If the Rav has enough patience, would you mind just clarifying again the dialogue between what's my name, what's your name?
Clarifying.
Between Adam Rishon and Hashem.
Yes. That the Torah tells us that on the day, all the way in the beginning, in Bereishis, that Hashem created Adam HaRishon, etc. And shortly afterwards it says, and Hashem brought everything in creation before Adam HaRishon in for him to give them, to name everything in creation. And it says there that Adam HaRishon gave names to everything in creation. Bird, cat, all the different things. And this is what's written in the Chumash. The Medrash, which fills in usually a lot of information that's not written clearly in the Chumash, the Medrash gives more elaborate detail on it, and the Medrash fills in that Hashem also said to Adam HaRishon, and what's my name? And Adam HaRishon is the one who said, your name is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because you are Adam, you are the ruler, the king of everything in creation. And Hashem asked Adam, and what is your name? What should be your name? And he said, Adam, because I come from Adama. This is the wording in the Medrash. There's probably thousands of pages written in different Sforim expounding on this, you know, showing the significance, the meaningfulness of this. And Rav Nosson Zal added a point here that because of the fact that all of the world, why didn't Hashem give it? Hashem is the creator. Why did Hashem give this job over to Adam HaRishon to do? The answer is this is to teach us an incredible, important foundation in Yiddishkeit. How important we, the Jewish people, are. That Hashem intentionally created the world incomplete. Hashem did not create bread. He created the world in such a way that there's wheat and we have to plant it and we have to make flour and we have to sift it and we have to bake it. Asher bora elokim la'asois. Hashem created the world la'asois for us to complete it. That he wanted, he created the whole world for the sake of man and for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And he gave us the privilege to be partners in creation. That we are the ones who complete creation. And one of the incredibly significant ways that this was shown was by Hashem giving Adam HaRishon the honor and the privilege and the mission of naming everything in creation. Because giving it its name is connecting the wires to it, to wire it to the name of Hashem, from which everything in this world draws its chius, its life.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Sure. And the second thing, in terms of Eretz Yisrael being connected to a name, and I understood that Shemot are Madrega Achrona, and that's connected to Malchus, which would be the lowest sphere. And then Eretz Yisrael, we tied it in with, you know, the Gemara Ksuvas that So I wonder if you could just clarify that again in terms of Eretz Yisrael and names.
Yes. In chapter 4 in Likud Imran, which we quoted several times now, you know, in this shir for different reasons about the Vidui, there Rabbeinu Zal begins the chapter talking about the Malchus of Hashem. And there, in paragraph 4, he says, V'zeh b'chinas Malchus, he quotes the pasuk Hashem Echad u'shemo Echad, that Hashem and his name are one. And he says, in the future is when we're really going to recognize this. And there he says, u'shemoi, that the name of Hashem, that's the aspect of Malchus. And he says, as the pasuk says, Vayas David Shem, that David HaMelech established a name, and David is the symbol of Malchus. And in that Torah also, later on, at the end of paragraph Zion, in that same Torah, he speaks about the Malchus being elevated and connected to its source. And he quotes a pasuk, Va'anovim Yirshu Eretz, people who have humility, humbleness, they will inherit the land. And he says there, the Eretz, Hidina de Malchusa. The land, Eretz, when we speak about a land, a country, each country has its government, and a government defines the rules in that country, the laws in that country. So he says, Eretz, the term land, is associated with Dina de Malchusa, the laws of the government in that land. And he says, like it says in Eov, there's a pasuk in Eov, chapter 20, where it says, Ve'eretz miskoima maloi, the land established his kingdom, his authority, his rulership. That's one of the psukim that Rabbeinu Zal brings to show the connection between Eretz and Malchus. But again, Rav Nosson Zal wrote here, where he mentioned it, he said, U'malchus u'b'chinas Eretz kayadua. So it seems that this is mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Sifrei Kabbalah shows several references to show how Eretz, which means land, country, or earth, represents the Malchus, the bottom level in the ladder of definition of Hashem's attributes. The bottom level on that ladder is Malchus. And again, Eretz, earth, is the lowest one of the levels of the heavenly worlds. So these are some of the ways that we show the connection between Eretz and Malchus. And again, Eretz Yisrael being the palace, the kingdom of Hashem, the center of the holiness of Hashem, and the chiyus, everything. Whereas the rest of the world is called chutz la'aretz, outside of that. Again, so that the main Malchus of Kedusha is in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael is outside of that. And what allows them to exist is the wires, the connections that these people make from chutz la'aretz being connected to Eretz Yisrael. In different Likutei Halachos, the print is different. In my Likutei Halachos, the paragraph ends by the words Val Kenikra Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron. The words Ve'ikra Tikkun Adi Eretz Yisrael starts a new paragraph. Just different printings of Likutei Halachos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and week. Yeshuas and Refuas. Food for thought. On Friday is the yard site of Rav Rosenfeld. We hope here to be going to his kever right after Nate's, which means we're going to be leaving at approximately 7:15. I'm expecting that the trip, round trip, should take about 2 hours to be sure. So Friday morning, I would like to have the shir at 9:15, 9:30. Belina, that I hope we will have the shir. All the best.
Go ahead. Thank you so much.
Sure. Wonderful
day.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you very, very much. No. Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Thank you, all of you. Baruch Hashem.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Have a good day.
You too.